Welcome. Today we're discussing some seriously mouthwatering content about making spicy gochujang fried rice. Buckle up, folks.
Ooh, spicy fried rice. I'm in. So what makes this recipe special?
Well, it's all about the gochujang, that amazing Korean red pepper paste. This isn't your typical Chinese-style fried rice, although shout out to Chinese fried rice, always delicious. This uses less oil, but packs a flavor punch with that gochujang magic.
Gochujang, got it. So walk me through it. How do we build this flavor bomb?
First, the sauce. Gochujang, water, garlic, a touch of brown sugar, optional but recommended for yumminess, and a secret weapon, beef dashi, or yondu for our vegan friends. Mix it up and get ready for the aroma.
Okay, sauce is prepped. What's next?
It's ingredient prep time. Minced carrots, chopped onion, scallions, cabbage, and some protein. Chicken apple sausage is recommended, but hot dogs, deli meats, or even smoked tofu work. 2 eggs, butter, and gochukuru for extra spice. Oh, and don't forget the star, cooked Korean rice.
Hold up, cooked rice? Not frying it from raw?
Nope. Day old, fresh, doesn't matter. This recipe is all about speed once you start cooking. High heat, scrambled eggs with crispy edges, set aside. Back to high heat, oil, onions, carrots, sausage, salt, pepper, sizzle for a minute.
Okay, things are moving fast now, I'm almost drooling.
Then, the rice goes in. Spread it out, let it get a little toasty, mix it all up, then lower the heat to medium.
The suspense is killing me. Where's the gochujang sauce going?
Patience, my friend. Create a little well in the rice, add butter, then most of that gorgeous gochujang sauce, saving some for later, of course. Mix, combine with the rice, back to flat on the stove, now low heat.
Ooh, low and slow, building that flavor, I see.
Exactly. Add the cabbage and scallions now, just to lightly sweat them, don't overcook. Then the crispy eggs go back in, chopped up. Now a sprinkle of gochukuru, a final mix, and done. Don't forget a taste test for salt, and then drizzle that reserved gochujang sauce on top.
This sounds amazing. Any final tips from the chef?
Serve with kimchi, maybe even a kimchi wrap if you're feeling fancy, and prepare to sweat a little. Oh, and check out the chef's other fried rice creations. Kimchi fried rice with eggs and cheese, and mandu, that's dumpling, fried rice. Links in the description, folks. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time, happy cooking.
Goodbye.